In Ottawa, 55% of adults and 49% of youth report consuming less than 5 vegetables and fruit on a daily basis. So we know that access to healthy, affordable, and culturally appropriate food is a challenge for a lot of our residents. Every organization contributes so much, because at the end of the day, the project would never have been possible without the collaborative effort between all the partners involved.
That's Jamie Hurst, a public health nutritionist with the Ottawa Public Health Unit, describing the motivation behind the Ottawa Good Food Market pilot project and the collaboration among the partner organizations that made it such a success. We've all heard the expression, "You are what you eat." If so, perhaps it's time to coin a new phrase, "You are where you live," since people typically shop for groceries at stores nearest their homes. Especially for those in lower income neighborhoods, this can lead to trouble. Their options are often limited to fast food chains and corner stores that do not regularly stock fresh produce. Research shows that residents in food deserts, neighborhoods that lack easy access to healthy food, have higher mortality rates and increased incidence of diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease, though a poor diet has not been identified as the cause for these disparities. Living in a food desert means you have to make an extra effort to eat well, which, depending on your life circumstances, may not be possible. After a study showing residents in 22 of Ottawa's 33 low-income neighborhoods have inequitable access to healthy food, community organizations banded together to do something to bridge the gap. The Good Food Market Pilot Project was organized by the Hunger and Poverty Working Group, which included members from the Coalition of Community Health Resource Centers, Good Food Box of Ottawa, the Social Planning Council of Ottawa, the City of Ottawa Community and Social Services Department, and Ottawa Public Health.
It was back in 2012 that all of these organizations came together using what we refer to as a community development approach to increase access to healthy, affordable, and culturally appropriate food. The aim of the markets was to sell high-quality, affordable fruits and vegetables that were purchased from local farmers as well as local wholesalers. We also sold some dried goods, so rice, lentils, chickpeas, dried apricots, etc. And so the markets really brought healthy foods to low-income neighborhoods where it might not otherwise be available and where farmers markets are not necessarily viable because sales would be too low to cover their costs.
As a pilot project, the reach of the program was, by design, limited. Markets were placed where they had the best chance to succeed.
One of the ways that we identified the neighborhoods in which we situated these markets were communities that had the capacity to host the market. So when we sat around the table as the Poverty and Hunger Working Group, it was community developers that are working in these specific neighborhoods that, you know, that raised their hand and said, we'd be interested in having a market in our community, and we have the both the volunteer capacity as well as the staff capacity to support the market. So the markets were situated in 2012 in 4 neighborhoods across Ottawa. Each site hosted 2 markets, so 1 in July and 1 in August.
A good deal of effort went into tailoring the markets to the communities in which they were located.
One of the things that we did ahead of the markets was the Community Health and Resource Centers recruited volunteers to go into these specific communities that we had chosen and survey community members to ask them things such as, what foods would you like to see at the market? So that was really, I found, a unique aspect of the project, because each market was very specific and very unique to its community. All of the fresh fruits and vegetables were sourced through the Ottawa Good Food Box program, and specifically through their existing relationships with local farmers as well as local wholesalers. So at this point in time, we're not too concerned around not having enough access to those fruits and vegetables to provide to our markets. However, I know one of the things that the Ottawa Good Food Box is looking at doing is speaking to farmers at the beginning of the season, so then the farmer can then grow those fruits and vegetables for us on the condition that we would then purchase it from them for our market.
The pilot project was also used as a way to get feedback from attendees about their reasons for coming and their interest in a more established market.
We found that of those surveyed, 72% said that they came to the market because it was close to their home, and 43% said that they came for the low cost of food. So we know that the markets are something that the community needs and wants. because it's providing food at affordable prices and close to their homes.
Results like these suggest to the organizers that there is room to grow the good food market. The goal for 2013 is to expand to 6 sites, with each hosting 3 to 5 markets a year. Planning is also underway for setting up a mobile good food market to reach even more neighborhoods.
As the project grows and as it expands, and as we perhaps look at doing some sort of a mobile version of the good food markets, as projects get bigger, sometimes we encounter more obstacles. But I think the community as a whole has really embraced this project, regardless of obstacles that might come our way. I think that because we have such a collaborative working relationship between all of the partners, we'll be able to address the challenges that come forward.
Eradicating the health inequities among residents in low-income neighborhoods does not have a simple solution, because it is not a simple matter. There are a host of ills, each with multiple contributing factors associated with living near or below the poverty line. No single campaign will address the problem in toto, but efforts like the Good Food Market can and do make a difference. By making it easier to eat well, this project overcomes barriers to good health that are literally built into these neighborhoods. If we are where we live, then the organizers behind the Good Food Market might be onto something. To improve people's health, help them make the places where they live better.